The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, I always like to kick off the show with something interesting. And the PR team over at Twitter has been completely quiet since November. What happened? Well, you know, CEO Elon Musk, he got the layoff fever and he got rid of a bunch of people who probably weren't working anyway. But right now, if you email the press department at Twitter, you don't get some generic email back that says, oh, your email's important to us. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. In true Elon Musk style, you get back one thing. You get back one emoji. That's it. Can you guess what the emoji is? It's not a smiley face. It's not a thumbs up. It's not a check mark. In response to your PR request, you will get back from a $41 billion company, you get back the poop emoji. That's right. Why? Elon Musk says these PR requests are all BS, and he doesn't mean Bible study. Hey, on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, to this. It's the Kim Commando Show, because after all, I am America's beloved digital goddess. And the Kim Commando Show is the top show about all things digital. We've won numerous awards, and you can find us on over 420 top radio stations across the U.S. And you can find us as a podcast, a webcast, over at getkim.com. And you can also tune into us on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Space Force in 175 different countries. Love that. And just a quick reminder, you can always drop me your questions if you're just too shy to come on a big-time show and podcast. Over at commando.com in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, every single day I visit, I'm not kidding you, at least 30 different websites to make sure that you're up to date on everything digital so I can pass along some things that I think are really important for you to stay up to date. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about consumer tech and things that are happening. And we're going to start off with Google, because there's a scam that's spreading like crazy that you need to know about, because I don't want you to be taken. So you get a text message, and it's a warning from Google. And they say, these sneaky identity thieves, here's what happened. They've grabbed a hold of your Gmail account. And it says, your Gmail account has been compromised by hackers. But it says, don't worry, you're going to get a call from Google to verify your identity. So it looks like it's coming from Google. But in order to get the phone call, you have to text back, ready. Well, this isn't Google, okay? This is a highly sophisticated phishing scam. And if you see a text like this, I want you to delete it, report it to your carrier. And it's really easy to do. All you have to do is forward that text message to spam, which is 7726. Once again, you just forward it to 7726. Which, by the way, did you hear about the cannibal who switched to spam? Ready for it? He says it's the greatest thing since sliced Fred. Sorry. I know. It's bad. Let's move on to number two, your tax dollars at work department. The FCC has finally woken up. It's now requiring cell carriers to block scam texts from sketchy numbers. This is really amazing. It's genius. It took the FCC 11 long years to come up with a highly sophisticated plan. Yes, I'm going to share it with you right now. Make sure that you pay attention, because this is totally crazy with a capital C that the FCC is going to this extreme. The FCC will block automated texts that are likely to come from scammers if the scammer is using an unused, unallocated, or invalid phone number. Wow, it took them a long time to come up with that strat, didn't they? Oh my gosh. So what does this mean to you? In about 60 days, the carriers are going to have to block these spam calls. But in no way is this going to stop the scammer calls. They're just going to come up with a new way to get around it. Because here's why. It's the money train, folks. About 70 million Americans lost money to phone scams in the last year, and those scammers made off with nearly $40 billion. $40 billion. Moving on to number three, watch out what you're buying on Amazon. Say you're at the club and you see some bottles of eyelash remover laying around. You're like, what's going on with that? Well, not really to enhance your lashes. It's GBL. It's a party drug that will get you feeling, they say, euphoric. And it turns out that a lot of parties are showing up with these eyelash remover. And it's being purchased on Amazon, has been purchased on Amazon. They've now hence taken it down. But I will tell you that GBL is actually approved for industrial use, like taking out stains or rust. And so it still can be sold in that form. But if you see eyelash remover being sold on Amazon with a lot of weird reviews, because I'm sure they took it down, but I'm sure it's going to pop up again, just make sure that you don't buy that one, okay? Because I don't want you to get the wrong one. And this isn't the first time that Amazon's gotten in hot water over fake listings. I don't know if you remember this, but last year, drug cartels were selling lawn decorations on Amazon that were filled with meth. I know. What a world. Move on to number four. I love it when tech does something super smart. Now, if you haven't ever been skiing, here's what happens. You get to the top of the lift and there's always a restaurant and then you're hungry. You're famished because you've been skiing and expending all of these calories and energy. So you have to take off your skis and you put them in a rack and maybe you tie your poles around it or you put your friend's skis in front of yours because yours are more expensive. Yes, I've done that. And you hope that somebody doesn't take your skis because then you're going to have a hard time getting down. I mean, you can always take the gondola if there is one or the chairlift, but somebody just stole your skis. Well, now there's a company by the name of Pebblebee, and they are fighting this type of crime by embedding GPS trackers into skis. This is so smart. The device is compatible, they say, with both the iOS and Android platforms. It's wirelessly rechargeable. And this way you can track your skis using a tracking app. So this way you know exactly where they are at all times. Wow, isn't that something? You know, I was a little worried about the future of the sport of Olympic skiing because I love watching that. It's just going downhill fast. Number five, some Starlink sightings. So we're on the same page. Let's talk about Starlink. It's Elon Musk from SpaceX providing satellite internet access. I have it as a backup for my internet service, and I'll tell you, it works flawlessly. It's really, really, really great. The gear costs around $600, and then you're looking at maybe, you know, $125 a month for some great internet access. Now, let's head to Amazon. Not that one, the other one in Brazil. So when Brazilian authorities were on an investigation deep within the rainforest, I've been there in the Amazon, it's really something, they found a Starlink terminal. Then they're like, what's going on here? And then gunfire and criminals are running all around. It's like, what's happening? So why would a Starlink terminal be hidden deep inside the Amazon jungle? What's going on? Well, last year, Elon Musk teamed up with the Brazilian president to connect rural schools to the internet and keep a watch on illegal mining and logging. So this year, the opposite happened. Criminals are using Starlink to find areas for illegal mining and even to evade the police raids. And that's not the only strange thing that's going on with Starlink. It also has to do with UFOs. So there's been this huge spike in UFO sightings in the last year. What's going on? Is there a correlation? Of the more than 600 UFO sightings than normal in 2020, each one coincided with one of SpaceX's Starlink satellites. So if you see a UFO, it may not necessarily be a UFO. It may just be a Starlink satellite from Elon Musk's SpaceX company. Which reminds me, what did Mark Zuckerberg say when the U.S. shot down a UFO? What did Mark Zuckerberg say? He said, oh no, not my Uber. I know, he looks like an alien. All right, coming up in this jam-packed hour, we have some police scanner apps that I think you might want to check out. We have our trivia question. Oh, and this one's all about vinyl record sales. They're kind of a tough one. Oh, our money tip, I'm going to tell you how I saved $456.76 in 5 minutes using an app. And then later on, 5 signs that your webcam has been hacked. And of course, we have all of your phone calls on the Kim Komando Today podcast.
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And how about we start with Stephanie in Mesa, Arizona?
I fell for one of those Ponzi schemes. At the time, it was a family. It was my sister. She just was like, hey, a bunch of families getting together. We're all pitching in $500 each. And then four people put in $500. That gives it to the top person that already put in their $500, and it starts like a tree. Well, after I got to the very bottom of the tree, I realized I'm never going to get my money back. And so I looked it up and found out it was actually a scheme. But I saw the people that got paid out. I sent them the Zelle money. These are all people I know. They fell for the scheme too, but they got money back, and I just didn't. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme is what it is, Steph. You have to recruit others to put money into the scheme in order to receive a larger return. And how did you send them the money?
Through Zelle.
I don't know if there's anything you can do to get your money back out of Zelle or anybody else. You can consider filing a dispute with Zelle and explaining that you were a victim of a pyramid scheme and you didn't knowingly participate in it. And maybe they have some type of fund that they can give you your money back or part of the money back. You should also report the scheme to what's called the IC3Gov. It's IC3.gov because they go after folks who are putting this together. I'm sorry that you felt for this. It's always unfortunate because, you know, you think, well, and you plus, you know, you had the authentication, the verification from your family members, right?
Right. I saw one of them got $30,000 in his account. I saw it with my own eyes. So that's why I was like, oh, this is cool. And that's what made me go for it. But he was he was 2 months before me. By that time, thousands of people had signed up. So only those top people got paid, but they had bought so many of the first spots that later on I realized that the rest of us had just been, you know, schemed. Like you said, Zelle does not let you get your money back. I tried right after I realized what happened a month or two later. They strung us along. And the guy that ran it, he has now passed away.
Lesson learned. I mean, let me tell you something. If I could put $30,000 or $500 into something and get 30 grand back, I would be like right there next to you. Okay.
Right.
I would.
Because
this is like,
I'm kicking myself.
It's like, you know, okay. So yeah. So I can get like, you know, 6 to 8% in the market or, you know, maybe 4% if I did a great CD or government issued bond or something. You know, this is amazing returns. Amazing. Yes. But, you know, unfortunately sometimes when it's, you know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And Stephanie, I'm so glad that you took the time to call because I bet you just helped other people unknowingly right now, Stephanie, who are sitting there in the same spot saying, yeah, but I could make so much money. I could. Again, you can file that complaint at the Internet Crime Complaint Center. That's IC3.gov. I wonder what she's going to tell her family and friends now. Okay, back to the phones we go with Doobie in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No, thank you. I've been having trouble with my cameras. I got Wi-Fi cameras. All right, one was a Genie camera. I had bought two from Walmart, and they plugged in, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi. And I don't know how people were breaking into them. I've changed my passcode tens of 20s of times. I would change my Wi-Fi passcode, and they would still, like, it would be still stuff missing. I could see how could, I mean, like, it'd be parts of the film missing, like, it'd be, like, parts where they'd be in my house taking things. it'd be gone, but I don't know how they're doing it. Then I brought another camera from Walmart. It was a Roku home camera, but it, you know, it motions around and it catches, you know, thing, and they still get into this. What is my problem? What am I doing wrong?
Well, how do you know that someone's going into your cameras and they're erasing? Because you said, like, some footage is missing?
Yeah, footage is missing, yes. Footage is missing, and, like, yeah, footage is missing of the act. It'd, like, it'd be, like, maybe 119, then it goes just 240, you know, but that whole segment is missing.
Well, sometimes cameras, they only record when motion is detected.
Yeah, they get, I'm saying, excuse me, I'm sorry, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. When motion was detected, that's when it would say motion is detected. But then that motion that would be detected, it would be gone. It won't be there. The picture would not be there. It just be, it would skip to something else. I mean, like, it's been happening for the last almost year now. Like, now I just got new cameras. And I'm thinking, like, it's the Wi-Fi. I did a little research myself. They said somebody, only way that can happen if somebody had your Wi-Fi set. And I'm not sharing my Wi-Fi set with anyone.
Are you sharing your internet connection with anybody?
No, no one. Nope. No one.
Did you have anybody who maybe, you know, used to live in the house and they don't live in the house anymore?
Yes, but it's I bought a whole new prepaid box.
You bought a whole new, I'm sorry, sir, what?
Yeah, I bought a prepaid box from Boost. I pay $45 a month to get unlimited service from Xfinity.
Okay. Well, what I was going to is that there could have been somebody who maybe just wants to mess with your head a little bit.
Okay.
And if they had, you know, with the router that's in your house that's distributing your Wi-Fi, if they can get into the router, they have access to the devices on the network.
Okay.
So what you want to do is if those folks, you know, are no longer living with you, and mm-hmm. but they did at one point, they probably may know the router's password. And so what you want to do is change that router's password. If you're not sure how to do that, we have all the instructions over at commando.com. And you can also use what's called the advanced IP scanner. You might want to do that too. What it does is it analyzes the wireless network. And there's a big green button that says scan, and it will tell you all the devices that are connected to your Wi-Fi. So this way you can make sure that nobody's not, you know, actually jumping on your Wi-Fi and then getting in the cameras and then kind of messing with your head just a little bit. But again, that's advanced IP scanner. But if somebody lived in your house once, this is a rule of thumb, somebody lived in your house once, okay, if you haven't changed the router password since they vacated the premises, now's the time to do it because you never know what they could have enabled. Doobie, thank you once again for your call. And coming up, we have more of your phone calls and more tips you can't afford to miss on the Kim Commando Today podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, when playing Commanding the Tech World Trivia, you really need to think. It's not like we're going to say, what year was the first optical mouse invented? No, we want to go deep in technology. And joining us this week is our very special guest contestant, Judy, in Modesto, California. Hi there, Judy.
Hello. How you doing, Kim?
I'm great. So what do you do in Modesto?
I work in logistics, transportation, and warehousing.
Awesome. Well, this is a logistic question, kind of almost. So I bet you're going to do really good. Now, if you do get the correct answer, I know you're pretty excited, but you're going to win the most valuable prize, an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Judy, before we talk, I have to ask you a question. Do you know what a vinyl record is?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure that a lot of people say, you know, younger kids are like, is this a Frisbee? No, not really. Okay.
Oh, no. I have a whole supply of them. I saved them from the 50s.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, you know what? I think you might get this right. Okay, because vinyl record sales, I don't know if you know this, but it's been climbing for almost two decades now. They were up year over year in 2022, 17% topping, this is vinyl record sales, $1.2 billion. So what's happening is Gen Zers to guys and gals in their 70s, they're loving vinyl records. They say it offers a warmer, richer, natural sound, and there's a ritual of selecting the record and putting it on the turntable and then dropping that needle down, and you're going to get a more enjoyable experience. Now, production capacity lags way behind demand. So like, for example, the global output for vinyl records is 160 million records a year, but the demand is closer to 400 million. Okay. So we have this backlog.
Okay.
So vinyl record plants are being scooped up as investments like never before. So our question today has to do, who recently purchased a huge record pressing plant? Okay. So I'm going to give you four options, and then it's up to you to select who actually just bought a record pressing plant. Okay. So our first option is it A, Amazon, because they're selling one turntable that is generating $8.5 million a month in sales? Is it B, Michael Jackson's estate, because after all, Thriller, released in 1982, has sold 66 million copies, making it the highest-selling album in history? Is it C, Nancy Sinatra, because Frank Sinatra's LPs are outselling any other LP over the last 18 months? Or is it Metallica, that rock group that was formed in L.A. in 1981? They won 9 Grammy records, Best Metal Performance, Best Rock Album, because the people who listen to Metallica buy their LPs over CDs or digital music. So the options are, for who recently purchased a record pressing plant, an LP pressing plant, was it A, Amazon, B, Michael Jackson's estate, C, Nancy Sinatra, or was it D, the group Metallica? So who do you think it was?
I'm going to go with A, because they have the money and the big bucks, and I believe that they want to be the first going on record. I really think that they would make the investment. They want to get ahead of the curve.
Let's see. Judy is going with A, Amazon, because they're selling one turntable that is generating about $8.5 million a month in sales. And let's see what our judges say.
No!
No!
Metallica.
Metallica. Oh, my gosh.
But I will tell you, all those other fun facts that I told you were true. That Amazon is selling one turntable for, and they're making $8.5 million a month in sales. Michael Jackson, of course, Thriller, was the highest-selling album in history. Frank Sinatra is actually really big among Gen Zers. But Metallica recently purchased this furnace record-pressing plant, one of the largest producers in the United States. They have about 100 folks on staff, a 70,000-square-foot facility. They turn out 25,000 records a day. But you know what's interesting?
Wow.
As I was putting all this together, of course you know the group ABBA because you're a dancing queen. I can tell. ABBA has an outstanding order right now, and they're saying this is part of the backlog for 200 million LPs, 200 million records. Wow, just like crazy stuff. Okay, well. Sorry you didn't win the fanny pack, but I know you have a question for me, so how can I lend a hand?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that my boyfriend and I think you're amazing, awesome, and we listen to your show every morning.
Well, thank you.
Every morning. So without ado, yeah, you're welcome. I mean, you are the goddess when it comes to IT, just so you know. So here's my question. I'm launching my website in about 2 weeks. And I will be blogging. I'm getting ready to launch my book on my website. So it had to be really
good.
Robust. I have over 6,000 business cards that I want to download on, like scan them. But what apparatus would I use to do that? Because I want to do like an email blast.
Oh.
to all my. Yeah.
How long have you been collecting these business cards? Because 6,000 business cards, that's huge.
For over 20 years.
You know, people jump around a lot. I'm just wondering if there's a better way to do this. So the purpose of the 6,000 business cards is for you to generate an email list so that this way you can use MailChimp or Constant Contact to send them a promo about your book. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Well, we can talk about that. It's definitely not difficult to do. Are you Mac or Windows?
Windows 8.1.
Microsoft has something called a lens scanner, and it's an app, and it can convert your cards to text. And so that this way you can, you know, you can save them out as a CSV file or what have you, and then upload them to MailChimp and Constant Contact to send out that list. And it's not a bad idea to do that. The whole spam law says that you've had to have people like opt into your list, and that's generally what it is. But if these are people that you've done business with before, you know, it's not a bad idea. I mean, if you can get, you know, 100 people to buy your book, that's really awesome. And we'll send you some more information about Google Lens as far as the app where you can download it on both Android or iPhone. I know that you say your Windows, but it's kind of the same thing. When we're talking about Microsoft Office Lens, you can also find it inside the Microsoft App Store itself. Okay, so it's Microsoft Lens. I just want to make sure that I help you as much as I can. So you're going to be blogging, you have the website, you're going to have these 6,000 people on your email list, and then that's where you're going to use MailChimp or Constant Contact. Is that what you're thinking?
Correct. MailChimp. I'm going through MailChimp, and I'm on the fence right now whether or not I'm going to do a newsletter. I've done one in the past. I was very successful with it. And right now on LinkedIn, I have over 4,000 contacts.
You know what? That's awesome, Judy. That's fabulous, because that's exactly what I was going to tell you next. I said set up a logistics group on LinkedIn, and then you can start putting information in there. Say, you know, the best days to post are probably Tuesday, Wednesday on LinkedIn.
Correct.
Between 9 and 11 in the morning and, say, 3 and 5 p.m. And, of course, your book's going to be available on Amazon, so you can just link to that. That's pretty awesome. So what's the gist of the logistics? I mean, what's your angle? What are you doing? What are you teaching people?
My angle is what I'm teaching people is about my 30 years in the logistics world as a woman. I started in the 90s, and there was basically no women in the business, in the logistics business, and I was told by several men that I needed to go home and make babies and that I would never make it.
Yeah, well, here we are.
So I'm here now. Here we are.
Well,
and I worked with big companies.
You know, I had similar experiences being in the tech industry. You know, as far as being the only woman in the tech industry, like, you know, guys telling me like, oh, if you want to succeed, you have to have dinner and, you know, that quote unquote date with me. I'm like, I don't think
right,
so.
Right,
you know, that's just not gonna ever happen. Okay. It's just not. But, you know, if I can help you any way along the road, I just want to let you know that I'm here for you. I mean, you know, I'm a small business owner. I'm not part of any big major corporation at all. And this is homegrown stuff. So if I can lend a hand to whatever you're trying to put together, Judy, just let me know. Check out that Microsoft Lens. We're going to email you off some information for you to check that out. For everybody else, it's available in Microsoft, Android, and also on for your iPhone. And it does work pretty seamlessly. And I think it's going to be great for you, Judy, to get all those names in there and maybe sell a few books along the way. All right. Speaking of entrepreneurs, there was a sign above an Instagrammer's entrepreneur's door, just a sign right above the door. And you know what that sign said? Carpe diem. Get a link, DM. I know. All right. About a couple of weeks ago, I got a call from Kip, and he's our executive vice president. He's like, you know, we have a new sponsor. It's Rocket Money, and I think you need to try the app. So I tried the app, and I was like, not really sure that this is going to be anything great. And then in about 5 minutes, I figured out that I saved almost $500. Wow. Here's how it works. It goes in and it finds all these subscription services that you've signed up for, and you don't remember that you even signed up for them. And so, like, for example, it found that I signed up for Paramount Plus Premium, and that was $120. HBO Max, $191.88. AAA, didn't even know I had AAA, $145. And then it's also right now negotiating to get me lower rates on the New York Times website, the Wall Street Journal website, and also on my Peloton membership. And so if you are sitting there wondering, like, how do I keep track of all these subscriptions? You really need to get Rocket Money. Now, if you go to rocketmoney.com/Kim, is this way they know that we sent you. Once again, that's rocketmoney.com/Kim. And I've got all the details about how to use it in this money tip over on the website. Head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim's show. But I will tell you, this is something that you need to check out. It's rocketmoney.com/Kim. All right, still to come, 5 signs that your webcam has been hacked.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, Jeannie in Tucson, Arizona. Hello there.
Hi there, Kim. I love your show. I watch it. I listen to it as often as I can. And thank you for agreeing to speak with me.
So what's going on?
Well, I have QuickBooks desktop, and I've had it for about 15 years without any problems. Some years I would upgrade to the newer version. Some years I wouldn't. This year I was informed by QuickBooks Intuit that I had to pay $549 to renew my subscription for a year. And I really didn't want to pay that much money, so I declined to pay it. And now I cannot get into my data on QuickBooks. They've sort of locked us out.
So you said you were always using the desktop version, not the cloud version? It was always the desktop version?
Yes.
Here's what I think. There really shouldn't be any reason why QuickBooks is holding your files extortion, because that's what it feels like, right? It's like, oh, just give it back to me, right?
Yeah.
What I would try is to, number one, make sure that you have a backup of this folder someplace. And then I would uninstall and reinstall the software from scratch, just to let you know that we're still using here at the studios a 2019 version of QuickBooks. Now, they are saying that as of May 31st, 2023, that the QuickBooks desktop for Windows 2020 is going to be phased out and they're going to discontinue it. And because they are really trying to push all of us into the cloud. So if you don't want to pay that $549, right?
Yeah.
What you can do is that there are really good free alternatives to QuickBooks. Let me ask you, do you think you're running a large, medium, small business?
Small.
I was going to say, are the revenues less than, say, $10 million a year?
Oh, yeah. They've never been higher than about $500,000. And now it's smaller because we're sort of getting ready to retire, which is one of the reasons I didn't want to have to pay $549 to, you know, renew the subscription. We're trying to reduce our expenses as our income is reduced.
Sure. Well, you know, that makes sense. Okay. We don't want to raise expenses when our income's going down. Okay.
That's, exactly.
You know, we don't, that's not the way accounting goes. There's a free program called GNU Cash. That's GNU Cash.
Okay.
It's free, open source. You can use it for your payroll, your bank accounts, your income expenses, and it will actually import a QuickBooks file. There's also a program called Xero. It's spelled with an X, X-E-R-O, and that's free for small businesses. And there's also Wave Accounting. So I think, you know, take a look at GNU Cash and then take a look at Wave Accounting. Because they're free. And then Xero might be, I think sometimes like they bring you in and then it's like, okay, for that feature, you have to pay another fee. You know, I hate that.
Right.
So the bottom line here is try to, you know, remove the program and reinstall it. Make sure you have a backup of your QuickBooks data file. And then let's look at some other options to save you guys some money. Okay, GNU Cash, Wave Accounting, either one of those two. If you need more information about either of those programs, we have them over on the website. And thank you for your kind words, and thanks for your call today, Jen. If you need any help afterwards, I'm always here for you. Okay, here's one for all the accountants. What do you call it when QuickBooks enters the atmosphere? What do you call it when QuickBooks enters the atmosphere? A journal entry. I know. So you look at your PC or Mac and you notice that your webcam light is on. It's kind of creepy because you're like, I haven't even opened the camera. So your light should only come on when the camera is in use. So if you see it any other time, maybe the webcam has been hacked. You also see maybe some weird icons or unfamiliar programs pop up on your desktop. Maybe creeps could have installed some software that is accessing your webcam. If you're getting some unexpected pop-ups or documents in your files, that's another red flag. Maybe your friends start receiving weird messages or emails from you. Your webcam could be compromised and the hacker is sending and receiving data from it. And finally, look for any browser extensions that you did not install yourself, because the hackers can use this to turn on your webcam. But any time that that webcam light is on, okay, you really need to pay attention to that if you're not using it, because something is going on really bad. Hey, do me a favor, tell three friends about the show and podcast, and don't forget, you can always find me 24/7 at commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.